Hey, I just want to talk about loser baiting and how you can incorporate loser baiting into your bait sessions without destroying your ego if you're not into that. There's this huge separation between loser baiters and proud baiters that exists on Bait World and Twitter. And honestly, like, if you really, really just remove your sense of self and your ego from it, you can be a loser baiter too. So, in my opinion, when you consider yourself a loser baiter while applying your sense of self or your ego to that title, essentially you're saying that you want to be viewed as lesser than simply for existing as a masturbator, which is completely fine and definitely should be eroticized whenever you get the chance or desire to do so. However, there are also proud masturbators or masturbators that exist that don't really identify with either that say, hey, I really don't like being called a loser baiter because I don't like going to that place mentally. And personally, I think you don't have to go to that place mentally. If you want to and attach your masturbation to your sense of self and your ego and your self-worth, that's completely fine. But like personally, I like framing loser baiting as a battle, right? Between the act of masturbating and the act of not masturbating. So, in essence, anybody who masturbates is losing. They are a loser baiter because they are losing to the act of masturbation. They are giving in to the sins and temptations of their own flesh. And so, whenever I see a guy masturbating, I say, you're losing. You're a loser. You're a fucking loser, losing to yourself and losing and giving in to pleasure, losing yourself to your neural capacity to feel pleasure. And essentially, that way, I view every single masturbator as a loser baiter, regardless if they identify as such. And I feel like viewing loser baiting in this way gives me more of a capacity to handle loser baiting because essentially, I'm not really tying my masturbation to my own self-worth or how I feel in that moment. If I, had a bad day and I don't feel like quite myself, I might not partake in proud baiting. Or, if I'm really, really sad or like depressed or I'm really having a happy, happy day, I'm not gonna feel as comfortable loser baiting. But if I masturbate and I touch myself and I create this battle between me not masturbating and me masturbating. Essentially, every time I masturbate, I'm being a loser baiter. Because essentially, that means I am losing my sense of self, I am losing my sense of time, and I am losing. And the thing about this, like, sort of perspective on loser baiting that I like is that it changes it from a battle between outward perspective and like inward perspective to just that of inward perspective, that I am fighting myself. I'm not fighting to be viewed as a loser. I'm not fighting to be viewed as proud. I am fighting to stop masturbating. And in essence, that's what makes everybody a loser baiter to me. Because in essence, you're putting hands on yourself. You're restraining yourself. You're holding yourself back like a total loser. You're just letting your own body have its way with you and the acknowledgement that you are too powerless to stop it. And even the proud baiters that say that they're essentially like choosing to masturbate and choosing actively to masturbate, even then, I'll still view them as loser baiters deep down because they've got it, they've given in so much that they've created this whole concept that they are in control when they are not, and they are masturbating just as furiously as you are with as deep and constructed a facade of a proud masturbator when in reality they too are losing to the pleasures that masturbation can give them. They too are giving in to their own pleasure and their own desire. And that's personally how I view loser baiting. It's a constant and continuous lapse in judgment disguised as an active choice.